and welcome. You are listening to At Home with Ifenu. Here, we'll talk about helping women know and understand their worth, find fulfillment in who they are, and in what they do. Every other week, we'll talk about your identity as a woman, discovering your unique purpose, intentionally raising the next generation, and your influence in homemaking. I am your host, Ifeoma Nneka Omoni.
Hello, 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 and welcome. Wow, wow, wow. Where has the time gone? We're already halfway the year. I hope you've been spending and investing your time doing valuable things, investing in yourself. You know, don't give up. I know you might say, Ifeno, you don't understand so many things. You know, things are not falling into place. I thought by this time, this year, I would have finished my master's. I would have done this and that. Don't worry. Just relax. You are here on At Home with Ifeno. I want you to feel at home, relax. If you're on your way to work, please focus on your driving as you listen to us. Are you on your way to your shop, or you're at home taking care of those beautiful children? I promise you that today's episode will be rewarding. So give us your listening, attentive ears and take that cool spot that will make you feel at home, even if you are not in your physical home. So I welcome you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time of the day it is, wherever you are in the world, you are welcome. Interestingly, I am not at home with Ifeno alone today. Yeah, I have an awesome, awesome guest. You know, this world is really a small place. And one thing I want you to know is don't take anybody for granted, because you never know. Make sure you are building great relationships, connecting with the right people, and see how you can groom those relationships, because they may be the key to your next level. So I have with me an interesting guest, like I said, and her name is Mrs. Amem Opashi. Please, let's give her a warm At Home with Ifeno welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. Good to have you here. How are you today?
Very fine, thank you. Thank you. And you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thank you for honoring our invitation. We don't take your coming for granted. We know that we have very busy and tight schedules, but thank you for giving us part of your time today. So I'd like you to introduce yourself to our guests. And if there's anything that I want our listeners to remember, I want them to say, okay, I heard of one Mrs. Amem on Ifeno show. So who is Amem Opashi? What do you want people to always remember about you when they hear your name?
Oh, that is lovely. Thank you so much. And thank you for the privilege. I'm really glad I've been able to make it. My name is Amem, and I usually write at the end of my name. Sometimes I write the people educator. And some people have given me the hashtag the unconventional educator. At least the one word that is actually consistent, apart from the, is educator. And so I'm trying to see how to describe myself. I am a passionate educator. I have been in every aspect of education, all my working and career in general. So from being in the classroom, I now work with education brands and businesses. I'm a trainer. I am a certified trainer, rather. I am a coach. I'm also a certified coach. I'm a management consultant, and I also work on projects. I work on a lot of education and business projects. So, yes, so for that part, so if you want to remember anything, you can remember, just remember the word education. You can say the people educator, or if you feel you want to remember that as the unconventional educator, because I look at things from the other side of education.
Wow. And I want to say she's a podcast host. Yes, yes, yes. That's how I got to connect with Amem. She's an awesome podcast host. I'm sure she'll tell us more about what she does online and we can connect with her. Thank you, MM, for that wonderful introduction. The unconventional educator. I like that one. You know, outside the norm, as in if everybody's going this way, MM is going the other way. And she's going to give you value beyond your expectations. So do you have anything you do to relax? Because from what you have said, you really have a very busy schedule. What do you do to cool down, you know, to just ease up the tension and everything?
I go to the gym in the mornings as often as I can. Surprisingly, I found that it's actually quite relaxing. Maybe the walk, because I have to walk to the gym. So that walk already is already something for the brain. So I like going for walks. I go to the gym. I read. I actually have to create time. So I actually schedule time sometimes and be like, you know what? No more calls after a particular time so that I can just cool my head down. Hanging out with friends, hanging out with family. I'm drinking a bit more nowadays. So yeah, I do give myself time to just to relax and chill.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Amy is telling us, you know, because she's an educator, so I know she reads a lot.
No, I read. I don't read as much as I should, but I do.
Well, I think she says she goes for a walk, she goes to the gym, she chills with friends. So she has a social life too, so that we don't think this unconventional educator is she's very ethical, she doesn't have time to socialize.
Yeah,
so. No, she does. She does. I've seen her in her party dress. Okay, so thank you for that relaxation tip. So today, our focus for today is learning beyond a degree.
Woo!
Learning beyond a degree. I'm sure some people will be wondering what made the Ifeanyi think like this. So this topic came because I feel many of us restrict our learning to our degree, or maybe the last time we had a certification. You know, some people, like you said, you use reading to relax. I know many of us might not even have picked up any book, and the year is halfway gone, you know. So and personally, I believe in self-development. Ooh. Beyond, you know, going for a course, which is very good. I don't take that for granted, because I also register for courses. I pay for courses because I believe that your learning exposes you to the world beyond even what you think you know.
Exactly.
So what will you define as learning? What really is learning?
You know, so when you look at it in the dictionary, let me just give one of the dictionary, some of the words that come up when you look at it from the dictionary point of view. It talks about the acquisition of knowledge or skills from schooling or study experience. So that's what it's, when I think of learning, I think it's just like how I define education. It's the intentional process of, you know, from that skill to actually being able to make use of it or bring it to life. So many people just learn, and then they don't do anything with it. If you ask them some of the things, they can practicalize it. Yeah. So for you to say that you've actually learned something, it means that you should be able to demonstrate it or show it, you know? So even if, for example, even if we're talking about learning how to cook, you can't be talking about it if you can't present something to us and show that. So I think it's after you've acquired the skill, learning is actually shown when you're able to show, to demonstrate it. Yeah. So
wow what a way to so I'm sure some people are already like because what she's saying is true. I've seen professors, I've seen people that have acquired so many degrees, and then when they speak or they act in a certain way, you start wondering, but she or he should not be speaking this way.
Exactly.
So she's Amen is telling us that learning is beyond the acquisition of knowledge. If you have really learned something, then you must put it into practice, you must put it into action. Exactly. You know, she said even if you go for a cooking class, until you go into your kitchen and cook that and bring out that recipe that you learned about, you haven't really learned. Wow. So thank you for that response to that question. Having a degree is very great. Amen is one that has degrees. When I saw her profile, as in her bio, I was like, wow, you know, even in her simplicity, she has really acquired degrees and skills and things like that. So how can our listeners see learning as a lifelong journey, as a lifestyle? Because you are a prolific lifelong learner. How can our listeners know what it really means to be on this journey of learning?
So I think let's say it starts from self-awareness. And that self-awareness is actually, it's not a one-off thing. See, for even for me, as I'm growing and, you know, our children are grown and I was going to say I'm grown up too. Obviously, I'm grown. So some of my friends describe me sometimes and say, oh, you're an academic. I say, I'm not an academic. I actually don't like studying. I don't think it's something I have, but I like to learn new things. And one thing I've learned in the past few years now is that I actually have a focus and a direction of what I want to do. So before, anyone that brings a course, I'll be like, oh, that sounds good. I've signed up. As of 2 years ago, I signed up for everything. My laptop, all the tabs are open because I have so many things going on. But I had to stop that because it doesn't make any sense. What am I doing it for? What is the ultimate purpose? So I think the thing about being that continuous learner is that you have an actual goal. You know yourself, and then you have a picture of who you really want to be. Each and every one of us, we're becoming every day. And that's why the word is, we're becoming. And there's actually a goal that you're always aiming for, that better, bigger, more magnificent version of yourself. And so it means that, like, now the kind of books I order or I purchase, that there's a sort of direction. Okay, there's a direction because, oh, I want to build up my vocabulary. I want to have new words every day. So when I'm reading a book, it's not just a book. I see a big word, I'm like, what is that cycle? You know, what does that mean? I'm taking it down. I want to add that to my vocabulary. Okay, so I have a focus. So being a lifelong learner doesn't mean, as you said, you mentioned the example of professors and everybody. You can be a professor, that's fine. But if you're not able to do the simple things, and that learning may not be academic, knowing how to respect another culture. Some people are very educated in terms of degrees, but when it comes to even common courtesy or respecting other cultures, or even respecting women, or people who maybe like seem lesser or lower than you, you're not able to demonstrate that, you know. So so always learning. I think I have the mantra, I have the mindset that, like, every day I ask myself, you know, when I'm reflecting end of the day, what are some things I've learned today? So that's as simple as that. If you have that mindset, it does make a big difference, because you want to be better. You want to find, it could be a new word, it could even be in your local dialect, so it's not always something huge
academic.
Always something good or huge. I speak I like languages, so I also like practicing the languages that I, you know, I can speak two other languages apart from English, and so I like to find out words. I like to read books in French once in a while, so I can pick up a few words and I can add them to.
Wow. So most of my listeners are actually women, you know, and some of them are homemakers, so they're at home.
Yes.
And then this platform is a platform to wake up women that see themselves from that place of, okay, I am raising children, there's no need to, you know, there's no need to learn something, or what will my learning do? Because many of us attach our learning to academic pursuits. I think that's what I would say from what you have said. So we feel that if I learn, and if I take a skill, or if I learn, am I going to get a job? You know,
exactly.
I'm not going to the office. So why do I need to do that? Why do I need to learn skills?
Yes.
What will you say to that woman that feels that there is no need, you know, for this lifelong learning? And can you share some skills or some things, because you are an unconventional educator? Can you, from your experience, I know you would have come in contact with women like that, or have inspired women to know that, you know, your learning has a direct or indirect influence even in your home. So what will you say to those kind of listeners that are listening today?
And love, this is a lovely question, and I love the passion that you have, you know, for looking out for women, for us women, and especially those women who are also at home. Being at home and being a stay at, whether you're at home, you might even be a stay at home mom, but being at home, as you said, it's not a life sentence. You're still an individual, and you're actually designed to keep growing and blooming. You're designed to flourish. And one way to do that is that you just continue to exercise your mind. Now, some of these skills, I'll give an example. Okay, next month is my 25th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Just to give context. So now I'm taking you back to many years ago. So like when we first got married, you know, I was working, and then when I had, I think my second son, you know how it is, we're just newlywed and trying to get together. And there was a time when money was just not just matching. It wasn't just meeting up, you know, we're not able to meet up. And so I looked inwards and I'm like, okay, let me see what skills do I actually have. Now I could have gone to say, please, I have a degree and I have this. But I said, let me see what skills I have. I could bake. So I started one day, I looked at my account and I said, I have like 2,000 naira. I said, either I go and buy food for the house and we eat and perish. Or I go and invest money, you know. So I took money, went to the market, bought flour, baked cakes, wrapped them up with cling film. I had a printer, printed a label. And then I went to my neighbor's homes. Can you believe that? I took my cakes, went to the neighbor's homes, sold all the cakes. I couldn't believe in myself. Sold everything, had extra money, came back, baked some more. So what I was doing then, I would take make cupcakes, take them to church. Any meeting I'm going for, I would have this big basin of cupcakes. And this is how, I'm telling you, by the time I'm after church or after a meeting, you see me counting there with my husband. I'm like, okay, good, good. So now we can pay for this. Or now we can buy petrol for our car. You know, so it's very interesting to look back at that, because people still tease me sometimes. And this is, I'm trying to give you that context. It's quite a long time ago. It's like maybe between the first and the fifth year of being married. People still ask me and say, you used to bake. You mean you're not baking anymore, you know? And I really just don't. But I mean, I don't bake anymore because it doesn't just come up, you know. It doesn't mean that I can't do it, you know. But I think what I'm saying with that is that you need to be able to look inwards and really think and, you know, tap into yourself and see, let me, what are some of the things I can do? Some people are as simple as referrals. Some people, all they do is just refer others and they get percentages. They're affiliate marketers.
Wow.
So they're very good at telling others about people's stuff. So they can call you and say, hi, I just saw that you had something on your status. Can I, I'm going to market it, and can I agree on a percentage if I get you people? So some people are very good at that. I'm not even good at that. Some people are so good. I've had people even call me, and then they help us, you know, actually sell things, you know. So hands-on skills, you know, are very important. And then let me flip it the other way. The one very important thing you always want to do is look out to see what are the needs around you. What are people complaining about? Okay, are you able to find a way to fit yourself into that? So like now we have a whole thing going on with the fuel subsidy removal, transport is expensive, you know. What ways can you look around and see how can, instead of joining, fine, we'll all complain, you know. So that's what we do. Instead of complaining and complaining, how can you fit yourself within and say, okay, you know what, I actually have this skill, I can actually do this part, I can actually carpool, I can I don't know what it is, you know. So you can think, you know. So having that learning mindset means that you're usually thinking, you're looking around and looking, you have a solution kind of possibility kind of mindset. You're thinking, if I try this way, maybe this can help others. Okay, you're thinking of ways to help, because that learning and lifelong learning is not for you, it's not just for you. It multiplies. Okay, it might impact your family and then your community, and then it grows to do more, you know. So skills, if for any reason you know, some people have done emotional intelligence or mental health certification courses, because that's a big thing. A big thing that people around that have real mental health issues, people need help, people need counseling, you know. So I've seen a lot of at home people who have gone through that process. They've taken that time, they're counseling people on Zoom, they're making money, you know. So there are things like that where, as I said, if you look around and see the kind of things you are interested in, the kind of things that you feel, okay, I can build up on this skill and I can take it from there. Things in tech, of course, graphic design. I know some people who also are, the lady who does the most amazing, beautiful flyers. She charges for a token. Everybody's calling her. She's making money with her phone. Yeah, you know, so so there really are things, but it really starts with, as I said, it starts with you, and it really starts with you with that mindset. You really have to have that mindset where you're like, let me see what ways can I improve myself? What ways can I impact my world or make a change in my little space, you know, even within where I am? So, yeah, so it's something you're always thinking about constantly. You're not just sitting down and joining and having a pity party and complaining about the government or whatever it is. You're always looking and seeing what are some things people have spoken to me about, or maybe I've heard people complain about, and how can I fit myself into that to help them solve that problem and maybe multiply it to other people who have similar problems. So that's something, yeah.
Wow. So she said, MM said, the first thing is self-awareness. So many of us, you know, we want to go to the top universities, you know, in the world, and we now say, okay, we don't have such big monies, you know, to do such. Mm-hmm. But from what she just said, she said the first university you should go to is yourself. You need to be aware of yourself. Mm-hmm. So there is so much in us that we are not really taking advantage of. And she also said that we must be people that are thinking positively, thinking solutions to the problems that are around us. And we should not forget that each day we are becoming. Thank you, Amen, for sharing, you know, that's your early and humble beginning, you know, of baking. No, it's true, because someone that sees you will never imagine that, ah, so Amen baked cake and she was carrying it about, you know, and they might, No, it's true. It's good that we are practical, so that you know that we all are on different journeys, you know, and different seasons of our lives. Yes. But learning should be a lifelong journey. It shouldn't end with getting a degree. That's what MM is confirming on today's show. Our learning starts with us, and it should be a lifelong learning process. Thank you so much. So in your experience, and with your experience in that sphere of education, can you share challenges that are hindering many of us, particularly women, you know, on this journey? Are there challenges that you feel are common to many of us, and maybe some people don't know that is what is holding them back? maybe when you share, they will know that, okay, I know that I'm not the only one in this mindset, but I need to shift away from there. So could you share some challenges from your experience, maybe with people you have met and things like that, on this lifelong journey of learning?
Okay, lovely. I thank you for that question too again. I think I'm just going to just try and shut up on my head, really. One of the things that's also a challenge is actually too much information. There's information overload out there. And so there's sometimes you're sitting down and going, okay, I want to make money, you know, and then you're like, or I want to improve myself. And then you just make the mistake of going on YouTube and you see, hey, there's fashion, there's fashion blogging, start a YouTube channel, start a podcast, you know, create a product, start selling a product, you know, and you're like, so that's why, again, it still goes back to that self-awareness and knowing, you know, how far you're able to pivot. Because some people are stuck on the fact that, no, I studied business admin, I must do something in admin. But then you're not particularly good at that. Nobody needs any of those things, but people need other skills, you know. So there is the aspect of information overload. There is the aspect of that. That means you can also get distracted. And then for most people, a lot of people, is even having that accountability, not consulting experts or people like coaches or consultants. So I do a lot of coaching too. I really love it when I get to meet, speak with people, and then we're able to just talk you through that process, just to help prepare your brain. You know, most people don't have clarity. So you're thinking of 10,000 things you want to do. Of course, there's discouragement. Some people, it could be, there's no one encouraging you, and you're not strong enough, you're not self-motivated. So you need to be able to build yourself up where you're very clear on why you want to do some things, you know. So as you were doing that, you and all the information is coming in, you want to be able to sift through, zoom in on some areas where you feel, I could actually focus on this and then find the right people. It might not be that you're always coming to consult a coach or an expert or a consultant, but you might have friends. You have great podcasts like this that you're listening to and you're learning. You might call Ifeoma after and you say, okay, you know what? I want to follow up on that conversation. Can I have a session with Ifeoma? I'm just saying, so you have people that you can speak with. You might see others in your circle, maybe your church circle or your friendship circle who are doing well, and you want to find out from them, and you can have take them out for lunch and go and have these conversations, okay, and talk about that. So it really starts with you. You should be able to give yourself a time, you know. So I know some people say, oh, my kids are young, my kids are old, my kids are not necessarily not an excuse, because we've all gone through that. A lot of these things I was doing them when I was baking cakes, then I was carrying one child and and doing stuff, you know. And so apart from the fact that my husband is a very hands-on kind of person, very supportive, but it's still not enough
for excuse.
It's not enough excuse for anyone. Even if your husband is supportive or not, you need to make up your mind and say, you know what, by October I intend to do this. I need to do that. I'm going to have to put some things in place. Maybe I can bring my, if you have younger kids, maybe you can find someone that can help you from this time to this time. I'm going to focus a number of hours to ensure that I'm able to achieve this goal. So you need to set those targets, set those goals, speak to those who are important. Or, you know, if you're, again, stay at home and you're married or you have kids or you don't have kids, if it's your husband or whoever you can get to also support, a sister, someone, again, in church or in any other, you know, your any other religious house that you have young people and you're like, you know what, come and help me with this. So find ways that you can get the support and set the targets, you know. So don't just wake up and say, this year, as you said, we're already halfway into the year, we're entering the second half. Many of us had a lot of goals and things that we had written down. They haven't written down beautifully somewhere, but we haven't taken those steps, you know. So yeah, so you really want to set those goals. You want to sift through the information and then really try and ginger yourself, you know, encourage yourself. If people are not going to encourage you, you have to be able to encourage yourself, you know, be self-motivated, and learn, read books. If you're, you know, still read it. If you're not too much of a reader, try and follow the right channels on places like YouTube or even TikTok. You can get some really good doses of information that can help you build it up, you know. So make that habit of improving yourself, and then, you know, and then find ways that you can at least give yourself that target by September, October. I'm going to take this first step, then the second step, and so on and so forth. So, I'm trying to tell you, ask me two things. You told me about some of the challenges, and
Wow, one thing I heard there is, there's so much information, overload. In fact, she has confirmed my thoughts recently. As in, I was doing something and I had to okay, Ifeoma, what you have acquired, take a break and go and learn, go and put it into action.
Exactly.
Because it's not just about, you know, taking in, and at the end you get the certificate and you're admiring it in your living room that I attended that course. What have you really done? Practically, how has that improved, you know, the way you manage your time? How has that helped even in relating with people? Has that helped your self-confidence? You know, maybe you used to be very shy, and after that course, you are still the same old person. So, Imem is reminding us that it's not about overloading your brain, because if you follow what is going on in our world, the information is too much. So you must be able to sieve is important. You need to know what you need for now, you know. And then she said that you should know your why. Why are you doing what you are doing? Why are you learning what you are learning? So with that, you find out that you will not easily be discouraged. And if you don't have anyone cheering you, you need to cheer yourself. You need to, even if you fall, stand up and say, I'm going to do it. I will get it. You know, I might not be as fast as I thought I would, but it's better than not doing anything at all. So for our homemakers, for those at home, and even whether you're at home or not, like she said, you just need to keep improving yourself. But for us not to be easily discouraged, focus on one thing at a time. Yes. Don't get so many things, you know, too many things in your space. Give yourself space. Give yourself those targets and see how you are growing and developing. Thank you, our unconventional educator. If you notice, she has not told you, you need to go to Harvard. You need to go to no. She has not said anything. So all I'm hearing is that everything you're looking for is actually inside you. You just need to sit down, think, find out where you need to improve on yourself, and keep at it. Set your goals, your targets. Yeah, she said you need support, that support system. And as she was saying it, I remember that a time I had to bring my mom in, you know. I did a very intensive course. My mom had to come for about 6-7 months.
Wow, look at that. That's amazing.
Yeah, I had to bring her. It was very intensive, you know. So many times when people hear me speak and everything, and I tell them that I just have a first degree, they will be looking at me and they'll be like, wow. Because I too believe that whatever I learn, it has a way of rubbing off on my family, my children, the way I see things change, you know. So it's not just about maybe you want to be the manager of one company. Yes. Learning is a lifelong journey. Thank you, Amen. So before we round off our conversation, we know you have a lot you do, and we want you to share your online presence with our listeners. I'm sure many people would like to connect with you because MM is a coach, a certified coach. If you are finding it difficult to know clarity, you don't really understand yourself, she's going to make learning fun for you. I've not been to any of her class, but I know that because she's unconventional, so she's not going to make you feel like you're in one classroom. So let me allow her to tell us more about her online presence, her social media handles, if she has courses, books, or whatever she has online. So please, Amen, the floor is yours.
Oh, thank you so much. That's kind of you. So I think my social media or my online presence, I have a website with my name, mmopashi.com. Mm-hmm. So it has, you can actually schedule sessions there. You can see some, we have a lot of free products too. So some things you can actually go there, you can actually download them. Yeah. And then, I do have a book and it's geared, there's an e-copy there too. So if people wanted to purchase the e-copy, or you can book, it depends on what part of the world you're on. The book is on Amazon also.
Okay.
I do have a book also. It's called In Quest of the Perfect Education. But I think my website actually has information.
More information.
On social media again with my name, Emma Mopashi. I'm on LinkedIn. I am on Instagram. I am somewhere there on Twitter, but I don't think I do much on Twitter. I'm just there somewhere, you know, on Twitter. So I have everything with my name on my website, Instagram, LinkedIn. And I'm inspired to go back to the next season of my podcast just because I am on this fantastic one.
yes. So I'll put all those details, the name of her podcast, her social media, I'll put everything on the show notes so that people could, you know, be able to click and get on your website and see what you do. Thank you for being on our show today. But before you leave, can you give three practical ways that we can be resilient in our learning and remain relevant in our fast-changing world? The world is running at a very, I don't know, the astronomical speed. Sometimes it's, I wonder, how are we going to catch up? You know, and Amen is telling us don't overload yourself. How am I going to be relevant? You know, the world is so fast. What are the three practical ways you want us to remember, even if we don't remember anything you said today?
Yes. I think, you know, we can never underestimate or undervalue the power of prayer. Okay. Mm. And it sounds like, you know how it is. It's very important because there's sometimes you're like, again, with that overload, like, oh my God, what do I do? Like, I'm at a place really for me in my life where I have so much clarity. It's been like, come on, it's taken for me. I'm like taking this long really to get to the point where I actually know what I want to do and where I'm going, you know? So, and I think that comes from that place of prayer and staying connected with God is very, very important. So that's, it's not about going to church. We're not saying don't go to church. It's about building communication and hearing from God. It's really important. So you don't want to underestimate that. And then really create time. So personally, apart from the fact that I like stationery, I schedule things, even the things I actually have to say, okay, as I've said, like today, for example, when I'm done, I intend to relax in the living room for the next 1.5 hours, read through a book while I'm watching something. Okay, so I have a book that I've set out. But if I don't schedule that, any other thing can come and take up my time. I can scroll on TikTok or Instagram for some time. So the power of prayer. So pray, connect to God, study, you know, because there's a lot of things that come to you, you know, when you're praying and when you're in the place of prayer. So do pray and create time for this learning. So create time. So whether it means that, fine, every Friday evening or every 1 to 2, or pick up time. Some people go and do school runs. They might get there earlier and they use 30 minutes while they're parking. They use 30 minutes to read or listen to a podcast. If you don't, if you don't create that time and schedule it, time just passes you by and you keep saying, no, I don't have time anymore. Okay. So if it means waking up earlier, if it means, you know, what it is, and then pick maybe any three things. Okay. Maybe find three things that you've heard about or that you're particularly interested in and you feel you want to just do a little bit of, let me research things about it, you know. So find maybe three particular, maybe you want to make some more money, or you want to invest, or you want to start a skill, or you want to go back to the corporate world, or you want to go to work, or whatever it is you want to do. Pick three things that are important to you. Do a bit of research and then start to eliminate till you get to that one thing that you're like, okay, this is what I actually enjoy doing. This is what I like to do. This is something I can actually convert into it. You might not decide to go back to do a degree. In fact, the world is actually a bit more focused on certifications now. Yeah, so not certificates, but certificates. Yeah, so that means like people are, I'll just give this example. So our oldest son, just he's graduated, he's finished a master's. And as soon as he's done, I'm like, okay, you need to be certified, as I told you then, because you need to be certified. Certified means that, again, this is like a higher level of learning something because you've practiced the skill so that you're going into the workplace with this skill and you can implement it immediately. The university degrees don't actually teach you sometimes how to actually use these skills. You just have a title. So he has taught him to upskill. He's finished that. He's even so excited because it's so interesting for him. It's different from what he studied, but he has been able to grasp it. They've done practical learning. He's now getting that certification, and then he's going to be using that, you know. So those are some things. There's short, you know, some courses you can do for like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, and then you're assessed and then you're certified. They carry a bit more weight than you going through that whole process of quality. Okay. So I've said pray. I've said
create time, schedule time for learning.
Yes, and then just do a little bit of research, but don't dwell in that place of research. Do the research. You know, hopefully as you've prayed, you're beginning to hear a bit from the Lord. You are now creating time to study, and then begin to eliminate the too many things and focus. Okay, so if you say, for example, in the next 3 months, I think I'd like to have finished at least this book, or I want to have watched 10 episodes of this thing so that I'm a bit more conversant in the aspect of investment and stock. I'm just giving an example of things that maybe, you know, or you say, you know what, I want to learn a bit more about project management. Let me read up a little bit. Let me watch some videos. And then I'm going to order some books. Then I'm going to speak to this person who is a project manager. And then I'm going to decide whether that's something I can actually do. All right. So pace yourself. Okay. So as you said, but don't let time just pass you by, because time is amazing. Before you know, you look up and you're like, how did I get here? Why am I, you know, your kids are out of the house. You're at home. What happened to the time? You know, so you really want to make sure that you pace yourself, so don't get overwhelmed, but at the same time, give yourself, again, those targets, okay? And find a support network. It's not just about supporting you with your children. Find people, host events. I mean, I host friends once in a while in the house, 10 or 15 people, very, you know, and we just have food. Everyone could even bring food, but they turn out to be fantastic learning places because everyone is coming with their experience. These are people who are experts in their own field, you know? So be very strategic, be be intentional. Yes, be intentional about seeing these results, and then have a vision of what it is that you want to be, so that you, as you're getting closer, you know, it's motivating you, it's inspiring you for every step. Okay, so yes, you can do it. You definitely can. We're much more than we see ourselves as. We're much more than that.
Wow. Thank you, our unconventional educator. We actually had a class with you today, unknowingly. Because we are going to put into action what we have acquired today, so that our learning will be, you know, beyond just waiting to get that degree or certificate. Like I said, please connect with Emem on her social media handles, her website. I'll put it in the show notes. I assure you that if there's anything you need before this year ends, is clarity. And she has summarized it: clarity from the place of prayer, connecting with your maker. You know, your identity actually flows from him. That's what we have been saying on this platform. Your identity doesn't flow from the degree or what you have even acquired. It comes from God, because he created you, and he is the one that can show you who you really are and what you should be doing at this time of your life. So please don't be discouraged. Stand up, get up, and connect with God for clarity. Then she has said, create that time. Time passes so fast. Before you know what, your children are in the university and you're like, wow, what did I do? What did I do with my time? You know, and you start feeling that, oh, I didn't even achieve anything. So please create that time, schedule it. 30 minutes is a lot for you to do something, to listen, you know, to read. Never take your time for granted. And then she said, do research, top three things that you seem to be interested in, and scale down to one thing at a time. Pace yourself, get certifications, if possible, master that skill. And you'll see that the world will be calling you very soon, just like we have called him. She's a global influencer. Yes. Thank you so much, Emem.
Thank you.
We are so glad to have you, and we look forward to having more of you, because it's a lifelong journey. And we know that by the time we call you again, you'll have new tips for us, new nuggets and new things that will make our journey more interesting and more valuable. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely. Thank you very much. I really appreciate this.
Thanks for joining us this week on At Home with Ifenu. Check us out on Instagram at Ifenu17. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next in 2 weeks' time.